Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The headline in the Washington Post is stark. Prices rose again in September, ensuring tough interest rates to come. Translation, I go to Veronique Durigi of the Mercatus Center, who's guided me this last year, that the explanations in 21 and most of 22 were not adequate to the scale of inflation that we were seeing. What kind of scale, John? What are you talking about? Let's go to what everybody can't avoid, which is food. The food index rose 0.8% in September, as it did in August. Fruits and vegetables were up 1.6%. Cereals and bakery goods were up 0.9%. Flour, turkey, butter hit new highs. Food costs are up 11.2% over the past year. Veronique, a very good evening to you. How we got into this fix was mockingly called by Edward Luce of the Financial Times, Team Transitory. Team Transitory. How did Team Transitory convince itself? Why did it convince itself that this was going to go away until the Federal Reserve moved resolutely? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think one of the main reasons is that people weren't actually tracking the way some of us were, the amount of money that was poured into the economy compared to the output gap, basically the place where the economy was at the time and where it should have been. And people who were effectively warning about inflation starting in January when they started floating the American Rescue Plan. And so there's that. There's also the fact that there just are a lot of Keynesians out there, and they're just like, I don't think they can see anything wrong with pouring so much money into the economy ever. The third reason is that, in all fairness, there were a lot of supply side problem, and there were a lot of relative prices that were, you know, going up, and they could have been mistaken for basically, and the inflation originally could have been mistaken as really only basically change in relative prices, as opposed to a general rise in prices, including wages. And it took a while for wages to start going up again. What I think is much, much more problematic is that I think really kind of the micro data started to tell a very clear story that this was not just about supply. I'd say around June, July, August, there was no mistaking this for a supply shock. I mean, there was some, again, there were still some supply problems. But if you looked at, for instance, Europe at the time, there was prior to the war in Ukraine. And so they didn't have all these major supply shock problem with energy, and their inflation level were way, way lower, with the exception of England, who did the same kind of COVID stimulus than we did. And basically the countries with a lot of, they were all with a lot of inflation were the countries with actually had done like really just poured a massive amount of money in there. And so I think that's the story. It's like they were telling themselves, it's about supply. The economy is recovering. The economy is reopening. Supply chain problems are going to go away. Hence, inflation is going to be transitory.
We come to a headline, however, that contradicts all of those assumptions. Inflation expands beyond supply chain struggles to service sector. Inflation started in goods affected by supply chain issues. It isn't ending that way. Core service prices, which exclude energy, jumped 0.8% in September from August, according to the Labor Department. There was no explanation, no anticipation of service inflation unless they were, what, did they just skip it? Did they not ask questions about how much it costs to get your hair cut? It's not important to them?
Well, I think kind of, I mean, it's hard for me to kind of actually go. The failure of modeling, right? People were looking at a lot of modeling, which built in the model is the assumption of return to the 2% target. And because they always look back to what has happened. And I think there was some of that going on. So for instance, like one of the reasons why you and I were already talking last August about how this was not as much a supply problem as people thought is because I went and looked at how much stuff were going through American ports. And it was, we were recovered from how much stuff were going back in from the pre-recession numbers back then. And when you actually looked at it is true that during the recession, right, consumption, good consumption went up dramatically, services went down. But I think, I can't remember exactly when the service side started actually having recovered entirely. But it was sometime in 2021. So I don't exactly know what people were looking, but I think one of the problem is like when you're just looking at your models and your models have built in assumption that sooner or later it's going to go back down to normal, then you make these mistakes.
All right. We come now to the monetary side. The Federal Reserve claims that its target is 2%, the model that you're talking about. And to get there is going to take considerable number of rate hikes over these next months into 23. However, I have heard talk, or I read it, and I can't tell you where, but I think I read it more than once, that it could be that 2% is utopian and that it's old news and that the Fed will move to raise the target to 4%. Have you heard the same thing? And is that the way they're going to get out of this fix?
I have heard the same thing, but it's been my fear all along. However, I have a friend who was all team transitory and who, when I said, aren't you worried that they're going to go now to 4%? One of the things he said to me was, well, actually, it would be a really bad look because if anything, when you change the target and you double it, you're effectively admitting failure. And I think that in the fight against inflation, considering that expectations play such an important role, it'd be really hard to assume that they're going to build in the fact that they've given up on tackling inflation, at least to the level that they were before. And by the way, the chairman and has reasserted that the goal is 2%, even if it means a toll on unemployment, which again, you and I have talked about how it's hard to imagine that you can actually tackle that level of inflation, which is still growing and absolutely not under control. And the top number is going down slightly, but the core inflation is growing. I mean, in fact, it had one of the biggest monthly increase since I don't know how long. It's been like a long time, decades, even. So it was a big worry of mine, and I've heard the rumors like you, but I think it would send such a bad signal.
They'll get there. Inflation report seals case for 0.75 point Fed rate rise in November and December. And in the question now, do they continue the jumbo hikes or do they slow down? Does that matter? We've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think they need to continue. I mean, if anything, these numbers tell you that it's unclear to me that the Fed has tightened in a significant manner. If inflation is still going up, then you got to wonder. I mean, it's not sending the message. And GDP is still going up. It means that demand is still boosted. And these rate increases have had no significant impact on it.
I mentioned the one piece of surprising news, but to make people who are in fixed incomes feel somewhat secure, Social Security benefits to increase to 8.7% in 2023. Veronique DeRougie of the Mercatus Center. Team Transitory had a bad day. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.